Hey, welcome to another episode of the Dog on It Trucking Podcast. This week, I've really got to step up my game because I have a host of a podcast coming on the show, Mr. Jason Cuddy from Rush Transportation. Jason is the host of the Transportation Exchange. Jason, welcome to the Dog on It Trucking Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on the podcast. It's nice to be part of your group here.
Hey, it's awesome to have another host on the show. But first, I really wanted to talk about a little bit about Jason and a little bit about Rush. Jason, how long have you been in the transportation industry?
It's, well, 2021, so 21 years. I came here out of school as kind of a summer job that became a career. I started in the trailer rental world. Back in 2000, checking in trailers, working my way up through maintenance and national rental accounts. Left for a bit to do some forklifts, realized the industry's too small, have too many friends. Got back in through trailers and into truck leasing and now into truck sales and leasing, pretty much everything that we do here at Rush.
That's pretty cool. Rush Truck Centers, I'm not as familiar with the name Rush as I probably should be. Can you give me a little history on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the U.S., big player, and now in Canada, big player. So for those not familiar with the Rush name, we were Tallman Truck Centers before. So I guess almost 3 years ago, we did a joint venture with Rush Truck Centers out of the U.S., and it's a 50-50 joint venture between the Tallman Group and Rush Truck Centers. We've rebranded as Rush Truck Centers Canada. 14 locations across Southern Ontario, 6 associates and 1 collision center, and carry a large grouping of trucks and trailers. So international predominantly, Isuzu, Kalmar on the power side, and Alutrac, Dofker, Trout River, and Fontaine on the trailer side, plus ideal lease for rental leasing. So everything from selling the trailer to buying a trailer, buying a truck, selling a trailer, all that stuff. Basically, circle of life for your truck. We'll sell it to you and take it back to you on trade and fix it in between.
And you also sell yard trucks or shunt trucks.
As you can see back there, or wrong side, sorry. There we go. Yeah, so we'll sell those. We're the Ottawa Kalmar dealer for all of Ontario. Great product, one of the first ones in the industry. And yeah, we support a lot of large fleets, Walmart, Amazon, Tim Hortons, those kind of right across Canada. So it's a good product that not everyone sees because it's not on the road, but without it, nothing moves from the yard. So highly important product for everyone to have.
Yeah, I think I've probably got the most miles on an Ottawa shunt than any other vehicle. I did that for a lot of weekends, I'll tell you, as a part-time job.
Yeah, they're a fun little truck. You don't realize how rough they are to drive to driving through an unpaved yard. But yeah, same as you. When I first started, I was ripping around with them, moving trailers around in a rental yard too. So spent a lot of hours in those trucks.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I don't imagine that an Ottawa shunt would have the on-command connect system in it. But can you tell me what on-command connect is?
Yeah, definitely. So On Command is a Navistar product that you find available traditionally in international trucks. And what it allows you is basically provides remote diagnostics and health monitoring alerts for your vehicle. So plugging into your ECM, you can get reports of vehicles. So when that light comes on in the truck and the driver called you said, check engine lights on, what do I do? Traditionally it would be pull over, let's call a tow truck. Let's get you over to the shop before something goes wrong. On Command allows you to see what that issue is in a little bit more detail. So is it a true failure where you got to stop right on the side of the road right now, get towed in? Can you limp through the rest of your day, book a service appointment for the end of the day, or is it something you can touch on in the next PM? So it gives the fleet manager or the dispatcher, whoever has access to it, better control of directing a driver to keep them running as long as possible without causing any damage to the vehicle. The beauty of it is, although it's a Navistar-based program, it works on any OEM. So if you have a mixed fleet or your fleet probably one or the other outside of Navistar, it still works. It pulls most information out of international just by nature of it's our product, but it'll still give you great information on all the OEMs.
Well, that's pretty cool because keeping trucks moving is everybody's goal. And as you say, when the check engine light comes on, what the heck is the problem? But it sounds like OCC gives you a much better idea of what the problem is and whether I can drive the truck still or not.
Yeah, and that's its kind of end goal, is to give you more control of your fleet so you can manage it, limit the downtime, and kind of control the repairs. So in the same screen, as you look at what the issue is with the vehicle, it'll also give you potential parts required for that repair. So you kind of got a heads up of what you're into, and at least if you're calling a shop, they can kind of prep ahead of time of what they're going to need to get you up on the road and get you going quicker.
Jason, 360.
Yes.
What is that the same as OnConnect?
No, they are two different platforms that integrate with each other. So 360 is fairly new through Navistar. So we're slowly launching it. And it's basically the communications module between yourself and an international repair shop. So it'll give you service communication. So if you bring your truck in for service, every 24 hours, it gives you an update on the status of what's going on. It'll allow you to see estimates online and approve them ahead of time. So, and you can get information pushed to you by email, text, different versions that have always just a phone call back and forth. It's always been. So it's a great way of giving you line of sight to what's going on with your equipment while it's in the shop without always having to call the shop every couple hours to see what's happening.
Well, that sounds a heck of a lot better than the old way. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's new, so we're still getting the tweaks out of it. But the intention is with the on-command, you then know what's going on with the truck, and then you have the truck in a shop, and the two talk to each other, so the service knows what's going on as the truck arrives. You have line of sight to the vehicle the whole time it's in there, give you an estimation of how long it'll take to complete it. Again, all to maximize your uptime and keep your fleet running, allow you to manage your fleet as far as how long is the truck going to be out of service, when it's in service, what's that going to cost me, and how quick can I get back on the road?
Well, and I mean, of all those things you just mentioned, how quick can I get back on the road to me is number one, because unfortunately cost is what it's going to be, and I just need to get back on the road and make money again.
Yeah, I think the other cool part of it is because everything's now virtual, like a lot of things we do, your profile follows you wherever you go. So traditionally, you have your local garage that you would deal with, or if you're a fleet across Canada, each location kind of has their own service person they deal with, and everyone's trying to figure out, how do we interact with this customer? Your profile is your profile. So whether you break down in, Mississauga, you break down in Texas, they have the same view to your profile, the same way to communicate with you. So it becomes a very seamless way of getting service at locations where you don't normally stop in at.
Well, that would be a huge benefit then, because I would imagine all the repairs and everything like that are right in the profile as well. They can see what's been going on.
Yeah, so you get a full history of obviously what's been done to the vehicle, and it follows it by the VIN. So anything that's been done, whether it's warranty or just general service, you can see the history that's been logged against it as long as it's in the system. And just like the on-command, it still supports all the other OEMs. So we can do it with other equipment that's not just international based, which is kind of, and you don't necessarily require the telematics, the on-command part, to do it because it's done through the shops. So the two together become a very powerful tool, but you can run either one to kind of manage your fleet and provide you the most insight into it.
Jason, you just mentioned telematics. Can you tell me more about what the heck that is in your trucks?
Yeah, so with ours, especially with the on-command, obviously you need to broadcast the information somewhere so you can pull it back down. So traditionally, a lot of fleets already have, whether it's Geotab or something else that they're working with, for their own interaction with the driver. So the joy of the on-command system is it can tap into up to 28 plus telematics service providers to push that information to the portal for you to view it. So you don't have to get another telematics provider to run on-command, and chances are with 28 plus providers, it'll connect with most likely to one you're using. So it, again, integrates seamlessly and just adds another level of visibility for you.
Oh, that's cool, because everybody needs everything needs to talk to everything else nowadays. And the better, you know, if International is building that right in, or the OnConnect system has built that in, it just makes it more seamless for everybody.
Yeah, and that's, I think the seamless is the best way. I mean, with the OnCommand, you're seeing odometer, engine hours, obviously GPS location, the fault codes, but also gives you, you know, predictable parts to use, and it'll give you a map for where you are. So if you're in an area where you're not familiar with, and say you have a fleet of a mixed fleet that's not just all international, and you're running another OEM, it'll also identify what service locations are around in the area. So maybe an international location, maybe another company, or maybe a Cummins location or Alice. So it won't necessarily always point you just to international. It'll point you to the closest service location to kind of get you up and running. So it helps if you're not familiar with the area.
Well, it would really help, because we all can't be, even if we're on a dedicated route, we wouldn't always know where the nearest service center is.
Correct. Yeah, and I've had that before doing service back in the day when I started, when you get, you know, nothing breaks down in a convenient location at a convenient time. So it's usually, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning on a Friday of a long weekend in a place you've never been to before. And then trying to find service, it's challenging. So this, you know, this program obviously allows you to see what's available and around. And then obviously knowing what potentially is wrong with the vehicle also helps kind of get you to right service. So you're not scrambling and you're getting the wrong service provider. If it's a transmission issue, you don't want to get an engine company involved or vice versa. At least you get yourself a fighting chance to kind of check to get the truck up and running as quick as possible.
And that's the OnCommand Connect system.
Correct. Yeah. So basically how the two work, OnCommand Connect is the telematic side, taking all the information off the truck and pushing it to you so you can see what's up with the vehicle. The 360 is the service side, as far as when the truck is in the shop, full visibility, what's going on with the truck, start to finish, the communication in between from the shop and you back to the shop. And obviously the two together is a powerful tool for your fleet.
And that's cool. Now, let me ask, Truck Exchange, the podcast.
The Transportation Exchange, yes.
Sorry, Truck Exchange. Yeah, it's right here in front of me. If I could only read,
I can never get that right. There you go.
Yeah,
right
there. The Transportation Exchange podcast. Why did Rush Truck Centers start a podcast?
So it was this started pre-COVID. So it was an idea that started a different way to interact with our customers or just people in the industry. That we thought would give us a different way of just giving more insight and information outside of just, you know, people like myself visiting people to talk about the vehicles and the service we provided. So part of it was I wanted to get to know some of the personalities in the industry, like yourself, learn a little bit more about where did they come from? How did they get involved in the industry? Because I don't think when someone's talking to each other, and even if we go to all the industry events, we know all the same people. None of us really know how we got into this event unless, you know, we came with somebody who was with us. So I wanted to get a background of how people got involved in the industry, kind of their path to where they are today. And then I wanted to learn a bit more about the company they represent. So we've done everything from liftgates to engines. We've done, you know, PMTC. We've done Healthy Trucker. We've had yourself, which will come on a little bit later. And, you know, we're starting to talk to larger personalities as far as to own companies. You know, we've had a chance to talk to Mark Seymour from Kriska, and we're going to do a couple other ones. So I wanted to have a mix of personalities and the companies they built and kind of their story. And then the companies we all interact with, whether it's tires, engines, transmissions, chassis, bodies, and learn a bit more about what they're bringing to the table currently and how the people that we know and who visit us all the time got into this industry and kind of their background. I think a lot of feedback we get is it's interesting. You know, I've known so-and-so for 10, 15 years. I had no idea they did that back in the day. So it gives a little bit of insight where, you know, it's a 20-minute, 30-minute conversation. We try and keep it short. So you're going, you know, from one location to another on your way home. You can listen to it. So not a complete deep dive, but enough that you'll get something that you probably didn't know about, whether the company or the person.
And that's cool. And as I say, it's really neat to have another podcast host on. And as I say, it's somewhat intimidating, but you know, I can live with it. So we've talked about the On-Command Connect. We've talked about the 360. And briefly, we talked about Transportation Exchange, the podcast, which of course we'll have a link to the podcast in the show notes below. What else do we need to discuss today?
So the other thing that I am heavily involved with is the Durham Region Transportation Association. So for those not familiar, in the East End in Durham, so east of Toronto, you know, we started this association about 7-8 years ago now, I think, mainly because we didn't see a presence for an association. There is the TTC, TTA, OTA. There's lots of great associations that do phenomenal work for the industry. There wasn't much representation in the East, but everyone was out here. All the OEMs were out here. A large amount of big fleets are out here, but even smaller fleets, and a little bit of a different mix than you get in the GTA and in kind of the Southwest. So we started it as a way to get all those people together, do something locally. And the intention of the whole association was to do something local and give back local. So we do all our events within Durham region, and all the money we raise goes back to local charities. We did the Ability Center for a handful of years. And in the last couple of years, we've been doing a children's breakfast program, as well as the Niece House, which is a support center for women who need to get out of bad situations within Durham region. So those are the associations we support through all our membership. And again, this year, like everyone else, has been challenged with regards to events. But traditionally, we'll do a couple of poker tournaments, which are great, a golf tournament, and then we do a lot of information events. We have an MTO event where we'll have Joe Lynch come speak to us from the MTO. We've had lots of OEMs come and speak about new safety products or just new technologies for people to be aware of. So it's a good platform. It's a bit of learning, a little bit of social, and a lot of giving back, but it's all local for Durham. So that's kind of what that group does.
And you said that is the Durham Transportation Association?
Durham Region Transportation Association, so DRTA.
And we'll short form. Have the link to that in the show notes below as well. And I would urge you to check that out. Sounds like a great charity. And in the transportation industry does a lot of different things for charity. And I'm glad to hear of another one.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a group that gives back, and we're happy that membership is heavily involved and happy to do that. And you see that with all the other associations that, you know, we're very thankful to do what we do, especially during these times where we can keep running. And I think everyone's just happy to give back and help those who struggle.
Yeah, it's been a fun time this past year or so. Of course, I'm referencing COVID. It's been unique, challenging, and different.
That's a fair statement, I think, across the board, whether you're doing sales or associations or anything in between. It's been a wild year. I think hopefully we're towards the end of it, but definitely it's been challenging.
It has. Jason from Rush Truck Centers and the podcast host of the Transportation Exchange. Jason, thanks for coming on the show. Last word.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's fun to be on the other side of Black Words, the mic for this, you know, and getting the hang of hosting and doing a lot of podcasts. I don't do a lot of video ones, but this has been fun. The platform you do is great. I love the info you push out there, and I appreciate you having us on and letting us tell our story.
Hey, thanks, Jason. It's been my pleasure. I hope you loved the show as much as I did. Please leave us a like, a thumbs up, a review, a comment, a rating if it is in your heart. Thank you so much. And I do really appreciate your time. And join us again next week for another exciting interview.